Intro's going.
I don't know what to do when he says that.
Shut up.
Yeah, but
quiet speculation.
But he talks during it.
I'm okay if I'm talking during that part of the intro, but the second those gears go together, everyone should shut up so we can have a nice clean opening.
So we can listen to the crunching of bones.
Is this our clean opening right now?
It is a clean opening right now because we're live.
You know what else is a clean opening?
With
no.
That's right, it isn't.
No. No.
Dirty opening.
So,
dirty.
So welcome to Crippled System, episode 145. My name is Andy.
My name is Jeremy.
My name is Nathan.
Brian over here.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay.
Oh, my name is Brian. Sorry,
did I have to? You broke the pattern.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Man, that's
come on,
okay.
Get with it.
It mixes it up.
Wait.
I did have to mix it up.
What? It's like jazz.
You said my name's Andy. I said my name's Jeremy. He said my name's Nathan, and then he just said
Brian. Over here.
Oh.
Yeah, I went with the more urban introduction.
Oh,
bringing some diversity to this podcast.
Speaking of jazz, did you guys see what H. John Benjamin, voice of Archer / Bob's Burger / Dr. Katz's son, did?
You mean the release of the jazz album?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did an entire jazz album with him on piano, and he's never learned how to play piano in his life.
Oh, I saw an article that mentioned something like that. It was like, I should have learned how to play piano
or
something
Spotify,
like that. And yeah. I didn't realize that was him. Now I have to watch.
Yeah.
Or now I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great because they have like a behind the scenes video with the other art, like the other people like playing the drums and trumpet, and they're all just like, I don't get it. It was terrible. I don't understand what we're doing here. Because they're not comedians. They're actual jazz people he hired.
Oh, so that's during the actual... Are they quoting that during the songs? Because that would be amazing.
No, that's him interviewing after the recording.
Oh. I have a little app on my phone that lets me play piano like a DDR style almost. I get to watch the little keys come down and tap on it and then get pissed when it stops.
Well, yeah.
Fuck up.
I think that's...
Oh, I had that game for a while.
Yeah,
like
it's really...
with the scrolling keys.
Yeah, it's fun. It's interesting. It makes me feel refined and classical because instead of tapping on my fingers to Rhythm and Police, I'm instead doing Auld Lang Syne or something.
Hmm.
But if you replace those pictures of piano keys with like logs and it was a little frog shooting towards the top of the screen, it's the same game.
It's the same game, like, but no, instead of classy. Hearing like hillbilly banjo music in the background, I'm instead playing this classical masterpiece from hundreds of years ago.
And fucking it right up.
Yep, damn right I am. My tempo's off and everything. I'm like, I think this is how this song sounds. Nope, I'm tone deaf. Whatever. Fuck off.
Fuck it.
Just try and do it as fast as I can.
There you go.
I'll have to play it on my tablet sometime so I can feel like I'm cheating a little bit.
Not during the podcast.
I really could. I mean, you wouldn't notice. Especially if I put it right by my mic stand and so ham-handed the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
As a visual aid.
Ham-handed?
Yeah.
So are we supposed to do announcements or something?
I was jerking.
Announcements.
Well, I've been banned.
Of events.
I've been banned from talking about things we cannot talk about.
MuseCon is a thing, apparently. Yay.
What?
Yeah, MuseCon.
What the hell is MuseCon?
The Minis guys are going to have a 3-day little convention thing over in Iowa.
So
in,
people want to go to Huxley or Des Moines?
Yeah.
It's not that bad of a drive. They said it's like...
Oh, I know it's not bad. I went to college in Ames. I know all about...
Okay.
And I'm from Iowa, so I know all about that area. It's just... really? MuseCon? Interesting.
What did you do?
We're not hooked up to the stream, so they can't hear us.
They can hear me off of probably my laptop microphone.
Oh, my God.
We just need to talk a little bit louder.
Hey, the actual recording has this, though. But MuseCon's May 13th, 14th, and 15th, and I know that John wanted me to go, and I have to juggle it because my wife's birthday is May 11th, so I have to decide how I'll handle that.
Okay, so
yeah.
The 13th is a Friday this year?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Damn, my brother's birthday falls on a Friday again this year. Shit.
Yeah, I think
my brother's birthday is May 13th.
Yeah, I gathered that from the evidence given.
Yeah, okay.
Oh! Wait, what?
Unless you did some quick calculations and it's like, no, it's the 6th.
Or it's like October 7th. It's just way off.
Yeah. No, I think I remember them saying that he was talking to the Madison guys about it, and I assume that was just one of you.
I like that he said, I have officially confirmed that the Madison people might come. That's not confirming. Maybe isn't a confirmation, but that's about all you get out of us.
Who said that? Sorry, I missed
John on their podcast.
Okay.
He officially confirmed that we might go to his convention to play board games.
The kind of the funny thing, then I can talk about it. Why not? He had mentioned to me, he's like, hey, do you want to come run like Who's the Boss or maybe run the painting competition for this? And I'm like, yeah, I think I could probably do something like that. I'll take a look at it. And then next thing I know, John is sending me people that want to help run these events. I'm like, I haven't officially confirmed I'm doing anything.
This is how John makes you do it.
Yes. May or may not be a Who's the Boss that happens at BlizzCon.
So I guess what's going on with this? Like, is it more like board game centric?
It'll be everything.
War Machine centric, or just like everything sort of like rolled into one?
It started out as a War Machine weekend qualifier tournament for just one day.
Okay.
It was a one-day shot, and then it evolved into some crazy...
Yeah, because they're going to have feeder tournaments, and then the Masters on Sunday, it's going to be the actual qualifier, and I might be judging that. But then they were saying because they're going to have a Guild Ball going on.
Because that's the new hotness.
Beanish was going to come down and run the Batman miniatures game.
Nathan mentioned Guild Ball.
Is that actually a thing, really?
Not everything miniatures game.
I knew about the Batman miniatures game, but I don't know of anyone that actually has played it.
Beanish, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully at least one other person. Otherwise, it's going to be the saddest thing. It's going to be Beanish in a room with a bunch of Batman miniatures crying to himself.
He's going to have a cowl on as well, too.
He had a Mechanithral costume. I saw him wear at Gen Con one time for a costume competition.
He could break and then go all Abed style with Batman, just like fall right off that deep edge.
There's a minis. Remember I talked about the Starship Troopers minis game, and one of our listeners, George Chung, who he actually worked on, what was the name of that show? Now I'm insulting him. Hold on.
You're not helping. If you can describe the show.
It's the one. You know how Archer is basically like James Bond animated and wrong. Right. This is like the one that's like Miami Vice.
Oh, that's the other one with Rob Lowe. That is
That's the thing. I know. I just can't remember the title.
Is it Starlight Drive or something like that?
Moonbeam City.
Anyway, he worked on Moonbeam City.
We worked together on that one. We collaborated.
That's some light source from the outer spaces right there.
But George, a listener who worked on Moonbeam City, is what I'm getting at. He actually said, hey, I've got some Starship Troopers minis gathering dust, so I'm buying those off of him.
Can the Malifaux players come?
Basically, I'm just covering shipping, because he's like, hey, I don't even use them. If you cover shipping, you can have them. And I'm like, okay.
they're actually the game itself is actually pretty well done.
I enjoyed it.
It's good for, you know, it's only really a two-player game.
And nothing else, I'll paint them and just leave them around the house.
He's
like lunging out of closets.
So you're not getting the skinnies, you're just getting probably the...
Nah, just some humans and bugs, some power armor,
sure.
Some random stuff.
That's cool. Brian should be able to help inform you of what you all have.
Just a taste. Maybe I'll go all in and get huge lots off of eBay and buy all the skinnies and everything, and I'll, you know, fuck War Machine, I'm all in on Starship Troopers now.
That's like the hipster of wargaming right there.
No, Guild Ball is the hipster of wargaming.
It's not really.
No, because it's the hot thing now. So it is. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, for a while there, it was pretty much like...
6 months, Andy. 6 months going to go by, and you're going to be like, bam, I'm going to pick this team up.
6 months are going to go by, and I'm going to buy myself a new... sadly, a new Games Workshop Blood Bowl team.
I think that's maybe where your anger towards Guild Ball is coming from. Let's lay out on the couch for a minute.
Stop talking about Guild Ball.
You opened that door.
See, I have no anger against Guild Ball. I have no anger against Guild Ball. I just it doesn't interest me because I have other fantasy football related things I like more.
Yep, you're committed to
the sad thing is I have Dread Ball and I have a lot of it and I actually enjoy Dread Ball. But now Dread Ball is pretty much dead because Blood Bowl's coming
back.
That's
because you made a bad investment and picked up a Mantic game, and Mantic is like the ADD manufacturing.
I have Dread Ball, which I really enjoy playing it whenever I can actually get a game in there. It's actually really well done and fun. But I also went and picked up the Mars Attack game just because I love Mars Attack, and I picked up the game.
Well, and now Walking Dead.
The game is actually okay.
Pick that up too,
but yeah. No, I'm not picking up Walking Dead because I don't really give two shits about Walking Dead. I watched the first season and then just sort of like, meh, whatever.
Maybe in 3 years when they kickstart Dreadball, the new season again,
you'll be
on it, and that'll get some people for 10 minutes.
I'll play the Mars Attacks game with you.
Yeah.
I love Mars Attacks. I read the Mars Attacks tie-in novels that came out in the 90s. I think one of them might still be in my basement. Bunch of people holed up in a mansion with Martians.
We played a weird kind of top-flipping game with Mars Attacks.
5 minute countdown, I think it was called. It was 5 minute something.
Yeah, it was a small, super, super easy game to play. It's easy.
Kind of neat.
Yeah. You kind of toss in rings onto a board to try to hit
other things. The rings were there. You were tossing the die
to get into
the rings. Yeah.
The only thing that reminds me of is when I was a kid and pogs were a big thing.
Yeah.
And pogs were huge. My dad was a metal worker and he cut me this like 4-inch diameter slammer. That was nothing but raw steel. I killed that game so quick.
Pogs missed my childhood area entirely. Yeah, like, I'm not talking about age, but my area, just nobody ever gave a fuck about Pogs.
You and I aren't too far apart from one another, but just enough to where. Speaking of childhood,
I heard about Pogs. Like, I knew it was a thing. Like, I'd see it in the news, and everybody's playing Pogs, and then just nobody in my school gave a fuck. It just never hit our area.
There wasn't a lot of Pogs in our area, but there was enough where I could play, and I collected. But yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have anything to do with Pogs. It was no.
Yeah,
I finally saw the trailer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
The new one?
The one with Bebop
and Rocksteady.
Cowboy Bebop, yeah. I just, like, lost it for a minute. But I just got, like, the biggest erection when I saw the turtle van, because I remember as a kid pushing that thing around and losing every single one of those fucking sewer caps.
Like, I actually really like... I like the new trailer for it just because of the nostalgia effect of they actually have Bebop and Rocksteady in the turtle van and everything looks like it did or supposed to.
They're going
to
ruin
it. But I have no hope for that movie whatsoever. Yeah,
it was like they really just reached out to my childhood and milked its prostate with that trailer. And then after that, I don't know if the movie's going to be good or anything.
I have no hope for that movie.
If the movie's going to be
good. It's going to be shit.
Don't pretend you don't know if it's going to be good.
The one with Casey Jones and Vanilla Ice was the shit.
It was.
Yeah. They have a chance to bring it back.
Babies!
Go, ninja, go.
Ninja, rap.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't absolutely hate the last rebooted movie. I didn't. It was bad, but it wasn't.
It was better than we expected. It was fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I didn't hate. How do I want to put this? I hated 90% of the movie, but there was like 10% that I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool."
But some of the action sequences and some of the dialogue was decent.
I completely hated them going down the mountain.
I hated that part. Action sequence.
Oh, I hated that part.
That was one of the parts we thought was competently shot. Yeah.
Really? Because I hated it. Like, how the hell are you actually, you're going down on this mountain on your back, on your shell, and how the hell are you actually keeping all your weapons and stuff? Like, I don't get it. Like,
because they're ninja.
Yeah,
they read a book they found in the sewers that was written in English.
Plus, I didn't like the way that they designed the turtles, but yeah.
Well, yeah, everything about that movie was badly
done. But yeah, there was some things are good. Now, the actual, like, newest animated series of the turtles is actually really good. I really like it.
Did you notice in the live action film, it was super subtle, but there was some minor product placement for Crush and Skype.
Just a little bit?
I don't know if you caught it.
Just a little bit?
It's like an Easter egg.
So it's almost about as subtle as the... Because I end up just catching it on TV again, but the latest... The Transformers movie with...
Marky Mark?
Marky Mark. Did you notice the product placement for Bud Light in that one?
This is
a horse that we have beaten already.
We beat the Romeo and Juliet thing
from Transformers 4?
Yeah.
And we have
here's an idea, Michael Bay. No, I just want to throw out this idea. So you can either have a scene in which you have two people discuss in great detail exactly why there are no legal repercussions for your 20-year-old man fucking a 17-year-old girl, or just have them both be 18. Why would you specifically write your movie to have a grown adult fucking a high school girl so you can insert a scene where he explains using a laminated prop he carries around with him at all times that the law can't touch him, he's immune to don't rape children rules? Just don't have that scene.
There's no reason to have that scene in that film at all. It's just stupid.
I feel like that dead horse just turned into a pile of Elmer's glue.
But it's so... Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, she could be 18 and he could be 19 or 18, whatever. Doesn't matter.
35!
5. Just make her 18. Yeah. As soon, like when you're writing your character description and you write 17, just erase the 7, draw an 8, cut the weird scene out, and proceed with your movie.
You don't even have to mention it either. Yeah. They could just be... Was she actually... I haven't seen Transformers 4, so I can't really say.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know.
You should see it. It's terrible. Because they have
Transformium, but it has nothing to do with Transformers.
Transformium.
Yes.
They have metal dinosaurs. They're not Dinobots.
No, yes,
they're just dinosaurs that turn into metal.
Oh, they have the names, though. They have the names.
No, I mean the earlier dinosaurs that just get turned into metal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those. Yeah.
Later on, they have metal Well, you know my favorite line that Grimrock says?
Yeah.
No, because he doesn't talk, because it's just right. a T-Rex. What? What were you saying, though, Andy?
I forgot.
You haven't seen it, but...
I actually, to be perfectly honest, I forgot.
Oh, I hated myself from that bullet, too.
Yeah.
I was going to, and then I caught it on TV, and it's like, meh, not good. Yeah, I actually like TJ Miller's character,
There's one character I really liked, and then they just pointlessly murder him in an action sequence. Like, he gets burnt to ash.
And they care about his death for a grand total of about 2 minutes in the movie, and then they go on with their lives.
Yeah.
They're seriously like, they're like, oh my god, our like your best friend just died. Yeah, yeah, fuck that guy. We're going.
We don't care about him anymore. Adventures.
He gave us up to the government. Fuck him.
And people just fly through the air and get caught by giant robots. It's like being propelled through the air super fast and then slamming into a sheet of metal would kill you. Like, I don't care that it's Optimus Prime's hand. You are slamming into a sheet of metal at a high velocity.
But it looks cool. Yeah. I will say, though, that scene with, I don't remember which one it was, whatever scene it was with Bumblebee, like, or Shia LaBeouf being shot into the air and then Bumblebee, like, coming out of transforming, grabbing him, and then transforming back in.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Cold vision.
Blood had just sprayed out of him. just
destroyed it and everything. Misjudge that.
Whoops! Put him in the motor.
Shia LaBeouf's ass sits on the gear shift.
Yeah. So
I like the part where the one Transformer's dry humping Megan Fox. That's great. Yeah. Or the time when his parents are high on weed. Or like the giant robot testicles. Or remember that time that an Autobot urinates on John Turturro.
Or that time that the Decepticons had a Transformer that could look just like a female, or just like any regular human being.
They have a Cylon.
Yeah, and they don't use it for anything else other than to
seduce Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. The best use of the perfect weapon.
All reasons why these movies are A-class. Own them right now.
We should watch 13 Hours. That movie's going to be awesome.
Ah, they're going to murder so many brown people. Ooh, America.
All right. So this is supposed to be our Zappity Grumble episode.
We also have more announcements, though. We have the 30th is Wagpacka that you had roped me into, so I'm going to announce it.
Yep.
You're going to like it. And then the day after that is a Milwaukee tournament at one of the Milwaukee places that I may or may not go to.
This is going to make a clicky sound, but I'm sick of holding this.
That's fine. It's like your little umbilical cord.
Okay, I'm done.
So those are coming up, and then there's a Waukesha tournament on the 6th of February, and then after that on the 16th or something, there's another one in Milwaukee. It's a Devastation release event. Tons of tournaments.
It's the Friday after that.
I don't know the number I've got wrong, but because I have 10-day weeks, whatever.
So I'm trying to remember, and I can't remember. I don't know if it was somebody I talked to on Facebook or something. All I remember is February 20th.
February 20th is going to be a Waukesha or an Oshkosh tournament, and I was going to it until I realized I was running a tournament in Baraboo on the same day. I kind of want to say fuck it and just run it cellularly. Just like call them. You guys doing okay?
Well, no. It's not that incursion, guys. It's not a war machine event or something, but I think I have something planned on February 20th, and I don't know what it is.
You have something planned on February, I 12th. Forget what it is. Is that the 12th?
Yeah, that's Friday is with the Shades.
You won't tell me who you are.
I'm not going to.
You know who, did I tell you who I am?
I don't care.
I'm not going. I know who Brian is because I was originally going to be his character, but they gave it to Brian, so I got a different character. Because
I'm more doctorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm more insane.
You are.
I'm very angry.
Your character is?
My character is.
Okay.
My character is very angry. So you can look it up there and find out who I am.
Amanda's character is a vindictive lady.
Yeah. Raylene's character is irrelevant because she's going to sit quietly in the corner.
I won't be there.
She'll participate. She just won't. They better. I can tell you what. We could be sure that Raylene's not the murderer because there's no way Katie would make her have to be the center of attention like that.
Yeah,
not a social butterfly.
Do
my
we
wife.
Eventually know if we're the murderer or not, or is that something that's handed out at the beginning?
I think you know at the beginning in the ones they're running. The murder mystery ones that I did with my first wife, those kits. Nobody knew who the murderer was, including the murderer. And, like, you played the game in, like, four rounds.
Sure.
And at the end of each round, you'd open up packets and you'd share information.
So it's
but
like...
But you didn't know that about your own character until the end of that round.
Okay.
And so at the end of, like, round four, you'd open it and go, oh, I killed her.
It's like nobody
so it's kind of like
themselves.
So it's kind of like a kind of like being the drunk in Two Rooms in a Boom.
Yeah.
That's honestly, like, my favorite role in that game.
Where well, you could run that at MomCon, too.
Well.
Or you could just run.
Probably what I'll end up doing is I'll probably end up running Who's the Boss, and I'll probably end up doing the painting competition.
That's, you know what's basically not fun? Running Two Rooms to the Boom with an actual drunk. I ran horrible. Two Rooms in a Boom at War Machine Weekend, and everyone was a little bit tipsy because it was War Machine Weekend, so people were tipsy. But there was one girl who was annihilated. Like, she had no fucking idea where she was or what was going on, and it was just wrangling a drunken cat.
So was it like trying to play Resistance with a certain somebody's wife?
Beyond, yeah, but imagine if she's drunk.
The best part. So, okay, I'm not going to say who because you might listen to the podcast, but we were playing Resistance, okay? You know, have you played Resistance?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that if you are one of the good guys, in a sense, it depends on your opinion. If you are blue, if you're one of the
resistance,
if you're one of the resistance, not a spy, when you do your voting, you have to vote yes.
Mm-hmm. To pass the mission.
Yeah. And this person who we were trying to explain to her is like, okay, you have to answer yes or no. And if you're blue, you have to say yes. So give us your answers. Like, I can't handle this. Like, just yes or no. No, it's too complicated. I can't play this. Like, what?
Not Simon Says.
Yeah.
Sampity.
Grumble. All right, so we had a couple quick questions right here on the chat.
Yeah.
That somebody from over in the UK had asked. And he had asked, have you ever read The Sandman or any 20,000 or 2000 AD comics?
Well, 2000 AD is Dredd.
Obviously,
several of us are big Dredd fans.
Yeah. Yep. I've read a little bit of Dredd, none of The Sandman. I've always meant to pick up Sandman, but I looked at the whole catalog of it, and I'm like, I don't have time for that.
I have the first two trade paperbacks of it, if you'd like to borrow it. Tie and answer, I've read the first two trade paperbacks of it. I think there's eight total.
There's a ton of Sandman. I think it's actually still going for some, but it's not...
The initial run, the Neil Gaiman run, is over and done by far, and I think that...
I think there's a new version of them out.
Okay.
Or Death. Maybe I'm thinking of Death.
Yeah, the Death spinoff, maybe. But the original one has some number of volumes, and it's like 6 or 8 or 10. And I have the first two of those. And they're incredibly good, but I haven't read all of them. I can loan those to you if you're interested.
I would be interested because I was looking at them as graphic novels, and I was like, this is coming from a guy who collected all of the Civil War graphic novels to read that from Marvel. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at Sandman and went... No, that's too much for me. I'm like, oh, now I'm thinking about it. What?
I thought you meant like graphic novels based on the actual Civil War. Someone drew like Pickett's Charge with pow and kablooey and zap sound effects around it. And that would be the greatest goddamn thing ever.
Fortunately not.
Oh, I want his manga now with like dreamy, doe-eyed Stonewall Jackson. Oh, General Lee Senpai.
Oh, Zappity.
Grumble.
Or Brian didn't answer anything.
I only flirted with comic books for a short period while I was a kid, so my comic knowledge is straight in the shitter.
Zappity.
Yeah.
There you go.
So then also the tie-in question then doesn't fit Brian at all, but what is the best comics you guys have ever read? We'll probably keep it to like maybe like a small graphic series or something.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna actually say two of them. Okay. Well, my favorite artist basically of all time is Walt Simonson, who's well known for all of his Thor artwork. It's basically where he's well known on. When he came in, he made Beta Ray Bill, And so the graphic novel is basically a collection of the Thor stories of the Ballad of Beta.
So he's got that taint on him. He's responsible for that garbage.
No. have you read the Battle of Beta?
We're going to get an Andy rant now, which is rare. Oh,
my fucking God.
Man, I poked a sore spot there.
Yeah, he did.
I think he's defensive because he knows Beta Ray Bill's really stupid.
He's went from rant to brooding. Like, this is bad.
This is my equipment. I can fucking do whatever I want.
I'm burning this fucking house down with this chomp.
Yep. I'm not sure if I lent it to you, Nathan, at all, but
Kraven's Last Hunt.
Kraven's Last Hunt is my other favorite comic. It was written by, I believe, Mike Zeck, or drawn by Mike Zeck. I would love to see that as a movie. I think it would work really good as a movie for Kraven's Last Hunt. But those are my two.
It was introduced to me in college, so I actually went back and collected them all. But I really liked Wildcats.
Before they went to DC or after?
Before it went to DC, I really enjoyed watching reading Wildcats. And then one that I don't know if anyone knows, it's a graphic novel. It was actually done by Stephen King's son, who wrote it, but it's called it was with the Key House, Lock and Key. Basically, it's a sort of like horror mystery type of graphic novel where these kids' dad dies and they inherit this house and they go there with their mom and they find these keys around the house, and basically the keys unlock certain things, like unlocks doors where if you go through it you become a ghost and you can travel around and do things, or one's the head key where you can actually unlock someone's head and take out memories and stuff like that. It's like a 5 graphic novel series, so I really like that.
You have paper?
No.
If you have paper, I should write down. Yeah, because
here is the unmentionable things that we talked about last week, but you can write on the back of it.
Oh, sure. Well, because I'm just going to keep track of all the topics we do.
I'm still not bitter. I think
we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. But yesterday you had a lot to talk about it,
because I'm a person who likes to make people laugh. And for some reason, when people think about troll players having the worst day of their life, it gives them this great smile on their face.
No.
I'm just a modern-day clown without the makeup.
It gives me a smile on my face because I remember that those same people 6 months ago were waving their dicks at Crix players over the nerf to Body and Soul. And so, you know, they're like, how come you hit us instead of Crix? They just hit Crix. Shut up. Anyway, my turn for comics. Did we talk about anything before comics? I'm gonna keep track of our topics, but tried into so this was our first Zappity Grumble. Yeah. Oh, fuck that! That's under announcements. I'm not giving Michael Bay his own topic category here. My favorite one and done graphic novel is Watchmen, because Watchmen's a goddamn masterpiece. Yep. When I was younger, like, I'd read random things like X-Men and stuff like that, and whatever. I didn't really stick with anything religiously. One of the only comics that, and this was more when I was an adult, because that's when it came out, was the Fable comics, which I don't know if any of you got around to reading.
Is that actually based on the Microsoft game? Or is it?
No. I was trying to follow what the hell you meant. It took me too long to figure it out. No. But no, Fables is really good. And one of the Telltale games, The Wolf Among Us, is based on that mythos. Okay. But Fable's cool. It's all the... all the fairy tales in history are all...
I don't remember werewolves being in Fable, though.
It's the Big Bad Wolf.
In Fable, in the video game for
Microsoft.
Yeah,
he's in there. I think he's the ultimate monster that shows up 10 days before the game says he'll show up and fucks you over midway through your preparation. Is that Fable 3 or 2?
I haven't actually played the Fable series.
Have none of you played it?
Amanda's a big fan.
I've heard good things. Amanda, which game is that? The Fable game where they tell you the big bad's coming in like 100 days, and then on day 90 he comes and fucks you, and why was the point?
I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, in one of the Fable games, like, the whole second half of the game is preparing for attack.
Sure.
And the game even flat out says, the monster will come in 100 days, and then you do a day of prep, and it's like, the monster will come in 99 days, and you do a day of prep, and it does that. And then, like, with 2 weeks left, it's like, fuck you, big monster. Like, what? You can't do that game?
Yeah, you could.
Assholes? Well, apparently you can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's either brilliant or shitty.
You can't predict tornadoes.
Well, then don't give me a fucking prediction.
Well, I mean, that's like it's like Los Angeles preparing for the big quake.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. sometime.
I get it. But I was on the impression it was more like preparing for grandma's visit. Like, she'll be here on the 20th. Clean your room.
So Fable is a series. Is that Image Comics or is that
Vertigo?
Okay. I'm thinking of Saga. Okay. Saga is Image. I hear good things about it. Too.
But it was good. It has one of my cool favorite little twists, because the whole premise is that all the fairy tales have been pushed out of their worlds and into the real world by this thing they call Nemesis, with a capital N, just this ultimate evil, like this Sauron level evil. And when they finally reveal who Nemesis is and how they became the Nemesis, it's a really, really interesting twist.
For me, I think like the one period where I did read comic books was in like 93, 94, when X-Men was like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the only comic books I really remember reading at all. I know I collected the cards like crazy. I had the entire 93 and 94 Fleer set that I love so much. I even bought a Sega Game Gear so that I could get the special edition Gambit card that was in there.
So, since assumedly we all read X-Men around turn of the 80s to the 90s or early 90s, so who was everybody's favorite X-Men at that point?
Colossus.
I've always been a Wolverine fan.
Yeah! I liked Mohawk, Punk Rock, Storm, and I also liked Havoc.
I liked Havoc as well. But he was X Factor though. He was
X Men briefly for a moment,
very briefly. For a moment. But I barely was more of X Factor.
That's why I first went to Mohawk, Badass Storm.
Okay. Archangel was really high up there for me too. Like if you put Archangel and Colossus in a room together, and I had to kill one of them, or else I'd kill myself, I'd probably pop myself off.
I'd kill Archangel.
I just couldn't do it.
Flat out. He's just got wings.
Feather wings, Archangel.
Well, yeah. Angel had wings. Archangel had the metal wings, right?
Yep.
And then Archangel became Death. Or he was Death, and then became death. Archangel.
Apocalypse.
Zappity.
So, no, Jeremy hasn't asked.
He said Wolverine. He said he was always a Wolverine guy.
Oh, I was always Wolverine.
You know who can all go? Who can actually go die in a fire?
Gambit. Cyclops?
Gambit.
Oh, man. Gambit. No, that hurts a little bit.
No.
He was in my top five.
Really?
I can't stand Gambit.
I had this preoccupation with Cajun people for the longest time when I was a kid. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was my first exposure to people with a different accent.
Big fan of Paul Prudhomme.
Sure.
Okay. I wanted Bishop to kill him immediately. As soon as he came back in time, like, boop, dead.
I remember as a kid, I know I'm flashbacking to all of my toy days, but I was playing with Warpath. Because the figures were amazing for the action figures that they had back then. If you pressed Warpath's back, he would do a little punchy thing like this. And my dad was a massive bar drunk person who just listened to like crappy 70s rock. So like, I think it was the Now You're Messing With a Son of a Bitch song. And I was like punching to that song. That's my fondest memory of a child.
You don't need a punchy button, because what you do, if you're me, and I'm sure a high percentage of people as well, is you take your G.I. Joe and you put his arms out to both sides, and you spin them.
Yeah, you spin that rubber band.
And then when you let go, the rubber band reflects, and they just spin with their hammer punch. And then eventually the rubber band decays, and they all bifurcate. And so you're left with just buckets of two halves of G.I. Joes. I broke all my G.I. Joes doing that.
I think I did the same thing. Yeah. I don't remember.
I was the one repairing all my friends' G.I. Joes. I was the one who could actually fix them.
Bought a box of like brace rubber bands, and you were using them to redo.
Well, using rubber bands, you can actually... screw the back plate off.
And actually, little piston rings too. I'm pretty sure that's basically what they put in. Were just O-rings.
What really broke the G.I. Joes when that little hook in their abdomen, when that broke, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Those X-Men figures were legit. Like, now I'm thinking of all like how different they were and how they all had different like little mechanics that would do different things. It was so amazing. Great time to be a kid.
Also a great cartoon theme song.
Yeah.
Also, you're not fooling us, people who made the X-Men animated series. The first episode has one guy who wasn't in the comics. What a surprise. He dies in the first episode tragically.
What?
Who's this mimic asshole? Oh, no, he died tragically.
Longshot 2 is another one I remember now, because he was the super lucky guy, but he died.
Not so lucky, then.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's from the Mojoverse.
Yep.
Sadly, I know all that too.
Spiral was my favorite character. I thought her design was fucking awesome. Just everything about her just looks so cool to me. Like, as a kid, she was just, like, I would doodle her on my notebooks. It's like, 12-year-old me thought she was the most badass-looking thing. Like, instead of Spawn with his capes, I just fucking Spiral was awesome.
That was cool. I like, this is harkening back because he was created by him. It was Rob Liefeld's Shatterstar. It was a cool-looking character. Horribly drawn.
He suffered from Youngblood's disease, where they don't have any eyes because they couldn't draw eyes.
Well, that and I'm holding a sword.
Yeah. My fist is shut and a sword is shooting sideways out of my wrist, and that's close enough because life holds. And my feet are always hidden behind something.
Clouds and a desk. All right.
Zappity.
Crumble. I mean, okay.
Oh, ungrumble, unzappy, Lumbrug, Ibnez.
I mean, well, considering Rob Liefeld, though, I mean, yes, his artwork was horrible, but he is responsible for a lot of really awesome stuff that happened to Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, he brought us basically Cable, he brought us Deadpool, he brought us a lot of good things in that Spawn. Creative sense. He didn't bring Spawn.
Yeah, he looks like a Spawn creation. I'm assuming he did it.
No, that's Todd McFarlane. Yeah. Todd McFarlane, I'm the creator
of Spawn. Oh, yeah, Todd McFarlane. I forgot he existed.
Don't you remember Todd McFarlane? I'm the creator of Spawn. Ever watches the animated series? When he would come on and do his introductions, that would be his first thing. It would have the horrible, horrible lisp.
I had a DVD of the animated series, but it didn't have the introductions. It was just the series. So.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have HBO when the series was on, so instead I just got the DVD later.
Yep, that was when the episode started. I was like, hi, I'm Todd McFarlane, creator of Spawn. Like, wow. It's basically like if Marshall was doing all the introductions. I'm not saying Marshall has a bad lisp, but he has a little lisp.
He has a unique dialect.
Yes. All right. Zappity Crumble. One other question. If you like board games, have you ever played a 40K game, Forbidden Stars?
StarCraft again. And StarCraft is one of our favorite board games, so Forbidden Stars is also super good.
Yep.
It'll be helped a lot. The one problem did you play Forbidden Stars at all or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't because Brian never invited me because he hates me. I played
once, but not enough to absorb it.
The issue that I have with Forbidden Stars currently, and this is more so with the orcs versus the other races, but it's true of all of them, but mostly with the orcs, is that each of the races has one correct tech path to take, one correct way to play them, and if you don't play them that way, you're playing them wrong.
So it's like playing 40K for real, right?
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if the tech tree branches, the choices of what cards you put in your deck were more
diverse,
but there's one blatantly correct thing to shoot for. But I'm really hopeful expansions will help that. Even StarCraft, the board game that it's essentially a remake of, was the same way, where the core game was good, but there was a correct build, and then the expansion gave a lot more options. But I'm looking forward to expansion number one to fix that, because it's my only gripe with the game, and number two, well, it's one of my only two gripes, but the other gripe can't be fixed, and number two, to get Tyranids in there.
Yeah.
Is the only person at this table who's played it.
I played it once, but not enough to really absorb it.
The other thing, I don't know if this happened to you or not, but the warp walls, the storms, you know, that make walls, I'm worried. We only saw it happen like once out of a few games, but those things can literally just take a player and go, by the way, you're not playing this game. You can just jerk off for 2 hours.
Yep.
Because it's a war game, and the warp storms are walls that block movement, and they move around the map randomly, but sometimes the randomness is that they're just on both sides of Jeremy's home planet
so you can't.
And just say you don't get to participate, and they randomly just sit there. And you know, I mean, it's a 1 in 1,000, maybe not, maybe it's 1 in 100, but 1 in 100 is going to happen 1 out of 100 games, and that means that 1 of 100 games, somebody's going to hate their life for two or three hours.
Or you get boarded by Reavers 3 times in a row.
Yeah. You know, and when that happens, you know. Yeah. But at least that's like shit happening to you. The storm sitting there and dry humping you, it's just you don't get to play the game.
True.
But
I didn't get to play my game of Firefly.
Though. Yeah. You got to play your own game, which was screaming and crying while Reavers raped you to death.
Yes.
Just as a quick aside. I finally got to watch Serenity, and I understand now why some people could be upset that Firefly's gone and is never coming back. Watching the series on its own, I was like, whoop-de-dick, nothing happened, it's moving at the speed of shit. And then I watched Serenity, and I was like, okay, now all this stuff ties together, this is awesome, I wish they would have just done this in the first series, they probably would have still had a show.
Well, yeah, because they were trying to tie up everything that would have been in the second season.
Or get to something.
I like the series. I like the feel the characters had. But the one really good thing about seeing Serenity was you didn't know who the fuck was going to live. And
unless you see the memes first, Jesus Christ, they had to keep that underpinned before Amanda heard it.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
how do they clean their spears? Clean your
spears?
Like that final sequence. But even that,
knowing he died, yeah.
That final sequence in that movie, you have, well, spoilers, if you haven't seen it, go see it now.
Just say a character died.
Yeah.
You don't even have to over super spoil
it. A major character died.
Right.
They tease deaths for everybody else.
Yeah. Well,
horribly.
The show's never coming back.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, there's never going to be a sequel to the film either. Like, this is the last Firefly thing that's ever going to come out.
It'll probably be something.
But this is what we're feeling. Feeling in the theater. Yeah. In the theater while I'm watching it, I'm telling myself, there's never going to be anything else Firefly ever again. They just killed a main character.
They killed two.
And they have killed two main... They killed one main character. They just killed another main character. And all the other main characters have taken potentially fatal wounds.
Yeah.
I was 100% certain zero survivors.
Yeah, basically the second that Kaylee gets shot in the neck and then the doctor gets shot. Yeah.
And Zoe gets sliced up the spine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all right, everybody's dead.
Yeah. Just throw some... Party wipe. Throw some, what's that shit called that you block off...
Shaving cream?
With.
Block off apples with?
The great stuff. The fire protectant shit. People make flames out of it on their warjacks and stuff. It turns into that yellow expanding foam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the effect's lost, but that's what you put. That's what it looked like they put on
that,
it.
Yeah,
just foam. Yeah. In a sense, yeah.
The packaging
foam. I think it's called great stuff.
It is great stuff.
Yeah. Zappy.
Crumble.
Was the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot the catch-up of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series?
You mean by awesome, then, yeah. Totally was.
I would fully say that it is the ketchup of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And we're in agreeance.
You know what, though? Although, because I guess the animated ones were. Turtles in Time was really fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about
Turtles
that.
I haven't really seen it.
The one you don't mention because you know it was bad, but it came during a good era and you didn't want it to besmirch the Turtles.
And then they had the thing where they had the live action show and then they had the, what was her name, Venus, that was the female turtle.
Yeah.
And that they shoehorned into there and that was all fucking awful. And then the Turtles were on Oprah.
Yep, and they were also Shogun Samurai Turtles for a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
everything live action Turtles after the second movie was fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, I can't quite remember who the overarching the main villain was in that one because I remember it was Shredder, then Casey Jones, and then Casey Jones was good, and then I don't remember anything after that. It's like a bad nightmare. Yeah.
Just blocked it from memory.
So the answer is yes.
In that it took something bad and made it mediocre. Although the TMNT animated series was supposed to be good.
The CGI series?
Yeah, the CGI one.
I watched the CGI movie, and that was actually pretty decent.
Yeah, the CGI movie was decent, but...
To be perfectly honest, I think I'm maybe still in the minority. I didn't hate that last movie. We talked about this before, and then it spawned a whole different conversation on that too. But I didn't hate it. You know, it wasn't
as bad as I was expecting it to be.
We all agree it wasn't as bad as we were expecting. It's just the number of grades we bumped. We all expected an F, and one of us went to D, and one of us went to C, and one of us apparently went to B.
I went to maybe a C to C plus.
Yeah,
because
I wasn't giving it a D plus. I wasn't going up to C.
Okay, see, all right. Point is, I barely got to the level where I wouldn't kill people for suggesting I watch it a second time. Like, that... I hate it slightly less than I hate David Lynch.
Well, somebody asked us to do a David Lynch film, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was.
I saw one of the questions somebody asked what happened in Lost Highway, and the answer is nothing, because David Lynch fucking sucks.
All right, Zebedee.
Grumble.
If Privateer wanted to make a mass market board game, Lords of Waterdeep success in the War Machine universe. How do you guys think they go about doing it? I mean,
I think they'd have to take the thing that is successful, like their war game, and try and make the mechanics work on a larger scale, almost Small World-esque. I think Small World does it really well. Like, that might transfer over better with a different dice system. possibly, but whatever they have been doing isn't going to fucking work because what they're doing now isn't working.
Well, they could do like a Forbidden Stars style thing.
Yeah, they could.
Like with a map of Imran and just have, you know, they could do a deep war board game like that.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I just really have, at this point in Privateer Press's track record, I have very little faith in any board game they release.
Yeah, I haven't really played much of their board games. I'm really interested in them. I just am not willing to shell out the cash for a game I'm very sort of iffy on.
They have a few that I've actually liked.
There's two of the Bodgers game I would say are legitimately good and I would recommend. Like, I would whole cloth, not even PP fanboyism in it, recommend Zombies Keep Out and Infernal Machine. Infernal Contraption.
I'll give you Zombies Keep Out for sure. But as soon as level 7 start getting talked about, I'm out.
Have you played Omega Protocol?
All three of the level 7s are passable games within the genre they are. Now, to be fair, though, there are, in each of those categories, there's three or four better games in that category. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to play Omega Protocol when you can play
Gears of War,
Descent. Like, each of those categories, unfortunately, they're mediocre within that category, but they're mediocre.
Yeah.
You know, so all the level 7s are, if I didn't own better games in their category and just had them, I would be perfectly happy playing them.
Yeah, that's the thing, is there is a sample out there that exists that is strictly a better experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, if they stick with what their current IP is that does well and just don't try to make an LCG out of it like the crap work that High Command was.
You know what they need to do?
What?
Make Mom Pock.
Yeah,
Monsterpocalypse. They need to bring that back again because that game itself was a really good system and a really cool world.
I loved Mom Pock.
I miss Mom Pock greatly.
I don't miss Megazord Maxim.
I don't miss him. I'm good. I haven't eaten yet today either.
Oh, yeah. Well, this stuff is fine, though, because it's basically food.
No.
I mean, it is.
I don't want to throw up.
It's basically water.
Fine.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So, I mean, I don't think we have enough people that have played Undercity to give it a chance either.
That's what I'm intrigued by.
Yeah. I legitimately would try Undercity. I just haven't got the opportunity.
I own it.
I know you own it. It's just like the opportunities were at Gen Con when I was busy doing other things or when I'm at home doing
other things. does Undercity suffer from what the level 7 games does? Is Undercity a passably decent, mediocre-ish version of games that there are better versions of?
Or is
like Ravenloft or Warhammer Quest or whatever?
It's not like Warhammer Quest or Ravenloft. It's basically a scenario. A scenario, okay, Hero Quest. System.
Is Undercity
maybe-ish?
Is Undercity what they did for Iron Kingdoms, like they did with the Unleashed box mini box set for Unleashed the RPG? Like, is this just a buffer or a primer to getting into Iron Kingdoms?
It does carry over a lot of the rules for Iron Kingdoms. Also has, because Iron Kingdoms also carries over to War Machine.
It's a
gateway
drug. Yeah.
It can be used as a game master's utility as well, because it has a lot of miniatures in it. It's more of a scenario base. Basically, you have a built scenario and you take your characters into that scenario and then try to do your thing. You get experience, you can level up.
I could see that being like an intro sort of to the RPG style and stuff, though, too.
Well, because it's the board game RPG hybrid. Again, HeroScape. You take HeroScape, you play it a few times, you're like, oh, okay, let's try this D&D thing out.
Yeah. I don't know how well it would go, like, after you get done with like the 8 scenarios that are in the book. I don't know how well it will do after that. And like, I'm going to be playing the same scenario again, because by that time we know how things should be done.
Have they been keeping up with releasing the new scenario packs through the No Quarter like they said they possibly are?
They've been putting some out. The Widower's Wood, the new Kickstarter that's coming out, is basically like a side game. It's more of the Hordes version of Undercity.
Yeah, that's the catalyst to getting people to buy Unleashed.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I would really like to get a group together so we can actually play the campaign. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing.
I wouldn't mind it. I would be in for it for sure.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll set up a day or something like that. I know Keith was talking about doing some Shadows of Brimstone as well. It's to be fair, it should not be c- compared to like those random dungeon games, like Shadows of Brimstone.
Well, because they're the cream of the crop, really, right? I mean, you can't.
Well, and the randomness, because we're saying like these have set scenarios. Yeah, it's very different. That's why I said it is more like HeroScape, where it has the set scenarios.
Yes, you got to go into this room to get like this item.
Descent, too. Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, Descent's even different. Descent is more like Omega Protocol level 7 is basically just like Descent, where you have an overlord that's running the game.
Okay.
And then, you know, the heroes do things to power up the
overlord. Is there not an overlord in Undercity?
It's not like they're all AI controlled. I remember hearing that.
Okay.
It's all AI. And the AI is
so it's like Ravenloft as far as that mechanic goes, but with set scenarios instead of a random map.
Correct. Yep. Correct.
Okay.
Zappity, Grumble. That was a lot. We're about 50 minutes in. I guess we're doing pretty good.
Shows your face.
Some people since we're going over so many questions, we're going over some of the comments. People are saying Kraven's Last Hunt is amazing. That's Travis. Wow.
Hi, Travis. Travis likes Kraven's Last Hunt. It must be good.
I'm pretty happy.
What? Don't read sarcasm. I respect Travis's opinion entirely.
All right, Cthulhu War is worth the cost.
Brian would say yeah, but
I've never played it, and I don't think I could justify it.
Fucking amazing! They're cool. They're massive and huge and neat looking. I would get into it, but I can't justify that cost. Yeah, Fandom Death. I couldn't do that either.
For me, with how often I probably played, I couldn't justify the cost. Yeah.
Thank God somebody in Reedsburg has Kingdom Death. Somebody in that shit town bought that game, and I am so thankful for it.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
It's a fun game, but you almost get a better value for your money is like, I can't think of the other game that's almost exactly like it. Chaos of the Old World.
It's better than Chaos of the Old World, but it's also, it's twice as good, but 10 times the price.
Correct.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It is beautiful models. It's got a ton of new expansions coming out too. It's expensive. I guess if you really, really like the game,
Or if you like that mythos too, like those, that's probably the best representation of your fandom that you'll ever find.
Yeah, they're really nice looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I shouldn't say no because I'd be a hypocrite because it depends. Even if you don't think you'll get a lot of use out of it, if you're like me, sometimes there's games that you just want to own.
Yeah,
like
you just
like,
want
to. I barely played Ogre, and I paid a fortune to have that giant designer edition of Ogre, and I'm probably about to buy a $300 board game that I will literally never play. Sadly,
the box of my Ogre is sitting next to my bedroom.
But I'm gonna buy. I'm gonna buy Mega Civilization, and I know I'm never gonna get that to hit the table. It plays between 6 and 18 people, and the game plays is 10 to 16 hours to play that game.
I think if you found people, I'd hop in on with you.
Yeah. Did you ever play the original Civilization by Avalon Hill?
No.
Oh, so good. So long, but so good.
I'll try anything at least once, I guess.
Zing.
No, I mean, I'd do that too.
Whatever. Yeah! Yeah.
You got a chance.
Zappity.
Crumbled.
No, I want Mega Civilization.
Oh, you have more to say?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just going to mumble to myself and try to talk myself out of buying Mega Civilization. I'm going to buy Mega Civilization.
I don't want to be the one who forces that decision on you by or encourages
no,
that decision.
It'll happen. I'll have to somehow hide it from the wife.
That was how I felt about Guild Ball until I ended up finding like 8 other people in Madison are owning own models for it right now, so...
Don't you fucking bleed our meta.
I'm not doing that. They're the people who already float to other games anyways, matter so much. But I figure I've been a Privateer Press monogamous for so long, and I figured it was fine to just jump out.
Yeah.
I just like, it's a vacation thing. But now I'm talking about Guild Ball, so let's...
Zabity!
Morticians for life.
It appears that there's something wrong with the camera, that Brian is just completely out of focus.
Ah, whatever.
No, that's just what his face looks like.
I'm an enigma, yeah. It's like...
Flash, you're just shaking your face.
That was Scary Movie 4? Where they did the thing with how in the fucking video, you watch the video and you die in 7 days or whatever. I think
Ring.
The ring. Yeah. They do that thing where they twist the guy's face in the photo and somebody's like, oh, it's so weird. And then they look at his face and he's actually really like that. And then he felt bad. Yeah, that's me right now. Sappity.
That's a great story. I'm writing that shit down. Great story.
Would you say it was cool?
This story brought to you by her. Yeah. This cool story brought to you by Bro Incorporated.
Every okay, Zappity
Grubble.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's pretty much on chat.
One of the old ones, somebody asked how excited we are for XCOM 2.
I never played the first one, but I had flirted with the idea.
I played it, enjoyed it, was not as big into it as everyone else, but when XCOM 2 comes out, I'll probably pick it up. I mean, yeah, you know, I'll play it. I enjoyed it.
You just reprieved yourself from a stabbing.
Why?
You should have seen the look Nathan gave you.
I picked it up after the fact, after everyone else talked about it, and like I couldn't, like, I have game ADD where I can play a game, but I hardly ever finish a game. So
I know.
It's while just, I was playing it, I enjoyed it, but I move on.
I'm still.
I've played the original XCOM for 20 years, so God, I fucking love XCOM. In fact, I barely even played the one that came out like a few years ago.
Yeah,
I still play the shit out of the original PC one.
From what I remember.
Yeah.
I didn't play the expansion. I played only the first before the yeah.
Even when I think about what Jeremy said with games, I'm thinking, I remember like I have Witcher 3 sitting at home with like an hour and a half on it, and I bought it the first day it came out. I think I have that same problem too.
Well, yeah. Well, the Steam sales always bite me. Like
I have Steam games I haven't even played because I'm just like $2.
Yeah,
sure.
And then you just never get around to playing them.
Yep. Black Friday sales do the same thing to me too. I got shit that I haven't even opened out of the box it came in yet.
I probably have 1,000 hours of gameplay that my games deserve, you know, if I played each one 20 hours or so.
Yeah.
Just by the sheer quantity of games I have, and I'm just never going to be able to do that.
But when you pay like $1.50 or $3 for a game, if you enjoy that for like 2 hours, and even if it's just the idea of the reminiscing about the game, I'd say that's worth the money.
Yeah,
it's the same thing as playing the lottery. I get to think for a day what it would be like to have $30 billion or something.
There's just not enough time to go around.
Yeah,
I have like 50 games and I want to play them all constantly.
I wish I could just like live that beatnik style without having to be in my mom and dad's basement. Get paid for being cool.
Zabby.
Rumble.
Where'd you get the... I never saw that
one. That was an old Twitter one.
Oh, Twitter? Okay.
Yeah, that was an old Twitter one.
Do you have any more Twitters?
Now that they've nerfed warders, how will anybody counter the splatterbore spam?
They weren't going to solve that problem anyway.
I know. I think that was that was people tweeting during... People were very happy about troll sadness.
Yeah. Everybody was on a high. I think the thing that's getting around now is that it's not so much the people being salty about that errata that are being annoying now. It's the people telling other people to nut up that are getting annoying. These self-righteous cocksuckers that are just like, "Ooh, something bad happened. You get over it. My mom died of cancer."
The only thing I don't like is their errata kind of sets a precedent.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're not supposed to talk about this. Damn it. It kind of sets a precedent. Basically, we're the loudest people on the internet that have complained about this thing for the longest time.
Yeah.
Now feel like they may be justified and like, "Oh, well, they've made these changes, therefore then I can be loud about other things. Why don't we rat at this thing? And why don't we rat at that thing?" It's like, they're not going to listen to shit like that.
The key word in your thing you just said that infuriates me
was
"we."
We should rat at it. Yeah.
You aren't doing shit, fuckstick. You don't work for Privateer Press. You know, these threats, like, there's literally, like, while we're nerfing things, why don't we, blah, blah. There's no "we," asshole. Your paycheck doesn't say Privateer Press employee. Fuck off.
But you know that Privateer Press just listens to every John shit dick that has something to say about the game when somebody bends him over the table and fucks him with their models.
Yeah. Fucking A.
All right, Zappity.
People.
Grumble.
I found last week's... are you on last week's Facebook or are you on now?
Okay. Facebook.
Okay, then I'll leave it to you now.
Well, you don't want to do the first question of your own?
Why is Nathan so awesome?
Let me count the ways.
Ah, because you have a warped sense of humanity, my friend.
I know. I think every time somebody says, "Here comes another Nathan rant," people like crowd around you with popcorn and are just like, they can't stop looking at you. It's like there's a car accident happening in front of them, and they know it's wrong to listen and watch, but they just can't take.
Well,
their
they're
eyes
really
off
they're
it.
Really waiting for that one time when he just has a brain aneurysm and just
I know,
all
you
of a
can,
just like
he has
pops
these veins like right along here. That
that's
just...
my secret. I'm always having a brain aneurysm.
You ever see that guy in Scanners?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I want to make this announcement for some time in the future when there is like one of those like a Extra Life live stream or something like that. We will have a Crippled System live stream that's happening during then, and we will have a possibly a donate to Nathan Rant.
Somebody on Twitter was just asking how much for a Nathan Rant, and I said, "Well, you don't know yet." But
we don't know. I mean,
can you really put a price on that?
Yeah. Well,
charity fundraising. We'll see how long I can maintain rage and indignancy.
Well,
just a marathon, like
well,
8 hours of me being angry at whatever you want me to be angry about.
Well, yeah, but they have to pay money to then give you topics that I don't know they'll anger you about. So then you have more to go off.
I think Dan's gonna be the best. The Skittles Dan is gonna be the best one for that, and maybe Tort. If those two combine their bank accounts, Nathan's straight up going to have a heart attack.
The hard thing's going to be, it's going to be like the argument sketch in Monty Python where he refuses to argue unless he pays. Yeah. So the hard thing's going to be, and somebody in the chat's going to be like, oh, what's your favorite Michael Bay film? And I'm just going to go, they didn't pay me. They didn't pay me. They didn't pay me. You get nothing without the nickel on the table.
Oh, man.
Happening.
Crumble. Have any of you watched The Mighty Boosh?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
I don't think I've seen it.
Me either.
Is it an animated?
No, it's a it's a British sketch show, very bizarre.
On Adult Swim.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, but they imported on
it.
When they imported. I watched it when it was Adult Swim.
It's like
it was like very hard to get
like
into.
Kids in the Hall flavor, maybe.
Yeah, but even weirder. Like, you know, it's at
weird.
Their most nonsensical.
Gotcha.
I'm a big fan of Noel Fielding, so I like The Mighty Boosh, but whatever. Yes, and apparently one of us didn't, and two of us didn't watch it.
I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, which is totally understandable. Yeah. Like, not getting into something that, yes, I can support not getting into it. You know, like the Eels song? No, that's fine.
Yeah. It sounds like that might be, maybe it's channeling that whole, that show that was also on Adult Swim with that guy who was always in the movies with Will Ferrell, like in Step Brother, Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
John C. Reilly.
He had his own thing on Adult Swim.
Check
and
it
I just
out with
could
Doctor
not
or whatever.
Get into that garbage. It's just fucking stupid.
It's basically, for a period there, Adult Swim is just making shit.
Well, they were trying
12
they were
Ounce Mouse. Fucking Ozma. A show based on nothing but awkward silences.
Yeah,
like 12 Ounce Mouse is a fucking
horrible
tragedy.
Animation as well.
They're throwing spaghetti at the wall to see if it was done. Really, I think is what they had for that short period of time. They had their apex of their television career, and then it all went to shit from there.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, you kind of, on the other hand, that's kind of cool that they were willing to just do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind them. Like, 12 Ounce Mounts was terrible, but at the same time, we got Squidbillies, and I fucking love Squidbillies, you know? And who would... That's that shit at a wall, because unless you're throwing shit at a wall to see what sticks, nobody's going to go, what if we had Hillbillies, but they were all squids for no good reason?
Yeah, I guess
and the sheriff was misshapen and drawn badly and might be clones, and then a guy named Van Halen... No, let's make it Dan Halen. Like, none of that makes any sense. Like, you can't come up with Squidbillies if you aren't just doing random and seeing what sticks.
Did that actually come from that... there was... I think it was like a New Year's Eve thing that they had with Space Ghost, Shake... And
I think Squidbillies was early. I think that was I know that was before Squidbillies came out, but I think that was a trailer and it was already like they had already done like the first season and they knew they were going to air it. I don't think that was a one off that grew.
Okay.
I think that was a trailer for something that they already did.
Okay.
I could be wrong though, but that's the feeling I got.
I wish I could watch that again because that episode, whatever they did there, I can't. I barely
sure
remember.
Online.
I just remember it's so good.
And we just got a shark and he's got a knife and just... Now defecate your own to go box. Fucking Squidbillies. But yeah, I mean, they did, you're right. Adult Swim start out super strong. Like the first lineup, like they had the Aqua Teen and Sea Lab and even the Brack Show.
Robot Chicken came around.
Like they start out, but It seems odd to say about those, but I guess comparatively speaking, those were all pretty safe.
They were very safe. Like they started out pretty safe, and I think it was more of like their ad campaigns that came across a little bit more risque.
Yeah,
because they're like, we're going to show you this cool stuff, but we're going to let you know that we're fucking we're like crazy sick bastards too. And then they started letting that ooze out into their shows, and then they just like somebody got a hold of some bad weed, and then it got worse.
Yeah, and even the shows that can maintain like Aqua Teen got. Aqua Teen started as the weirdest show on Adult Swim, yeah. And then it became the most normal show on Adult Swim.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think they settled around that level, because things, again, like Squidbillies and Super Jail are... Yeah.
Super Jail
is like, pretty legit.
Yeah. Like, and I think that happened. Like, they hit Osmo, they hit 12-Ounce Mouse, and they reined that shit back.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other end, they do still have that Check It Out, and...
They still have some weird stuff. I don't like
Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric...
I don't like Tim and Eric
either. I liked Tom Goes to the Mayor, which was their animated one they start with, but the live action is just fucking...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's very hit or miss with them. There's nothing really in between.
Well, are we also college drug addicts as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's big. It's like maybe we're just not high enough.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
I don't know.
I mean, 12-Ounce Mouse, we could probably talk to somebody who's, what is it, probably about 28, 29 now.
You'd have to have a lobotomy to like 12-Ounce Mouse.
Yeah.
Like that took it.
It didn't take a whole lot of Chiba to like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I bet that you could show me stuff I liked 15 years ago that would prove I'm a hypocrite for not liking Tim and Eric. Like, I guarantee that shit exists. So, like, that I'm okay with. But fuck Osmo. Fuck 12-Ounce Mouse.
Yeah. All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
Ketchup and horseradish sauce mixed together is the best prawn/shrimp cocktail sauce.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sure.
Cocktail sauce is good.
Never cared much for horseradish anything or... Even cocktail sauce. I don't really like that either. I like my shrimp breaded and fried. That's why I'm fat.
Yep. Do you ever eat raw shrimp?
No, I haven't actually. Yeah. Well, no, I did. I lie. I ate it a few times, but it was usually when I was with a bad girlfriend, so I didn't like it anyways.
I for some odd reason really like
some good logic there, I guess.
I hated my girlfriend so much she ruined shrimp for me.
Same thing with Pillsbury toaster strudels.
Oh, what heartless bitch ruined toaster strudels?
I can't. It just happened.
Oh, God. Oh my God, the strawberry ones are amazing.
That was the exact same one.
Was it Gretchen Wieners? Her dad invented toaster strudels.
No.
Amanda is just maniacally giggling downstairs. I think like we need to have a microphone out there with the gain turned up really high, just so she can podcast just run a mic from down there.
That's not bad out there.
Somebody accidentally gave me the greatest reason to finally stick with my losing weight, by the way.
Oh, really? They don't want you to look like me?
Who wouldn't want to look like you?
I know, well, because I'm so unique, if somebody else looked like me, it would cheapen the experience.
You pull off looking like you.
I do.
Not everybody pulls off looking like themselves. You pull it off.
I do pull it off. I mean, like, I don't know about you, though. That's a little different.
I don't pull off looking like me.
No, you don't with your translucent beard. But you pull off looking
like yourself. Oh, this fucking thing. Like, I get up and I take my shower and I put some stuff and I look at it and it looks like a beard. And then I look at it later and I'm like, there's four pubic hairs on my chin and there's nothing there. Like, I can see my neck through this non-existent shitty beard. But in the morning after the shower, it looks bushy and full.
That's the best time when it
lies to me.
See, my thing is that my hair is so curly that it retracts like testicles on a cold morning.
Yeah.
So like when I get out of the shower, it's long and I'm like, I'm starting to look like Andy a little bit, which I don't know if that creeps me out or if I'm okay with that. But then like noon comes around and then my beard's just all up in my
chin. I swear to God,
chin.
After I get out of the shower and dry off and put stuff in my beard, it looks like yours.
Yeah.
And then this happens. Yes. And it's terrible. But anyway, after Christmas, so there's something on my Amazon wish list, which is a t-shirt that says I was personally victimized by Regina George, which is the best possible t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And it showed up anonymously, and it's too small for me.
Yep.
So I need to lose weight to fit into it.
I have a lot of shirts that are like that, that started when I could not fit into a 2X, and now I'd have to try it for a 3.
I'm up to 3 awesome t-shirts that are just barely too small for me, because I have the personally victimized by Regina George, I have my Adolf Hitler's World Tour, that has all the countries he conquered, and then at the bottom it says Moscow, and then it's crossed off and has canceled, and that's hilarious. And then, the Hitler one I can wear. I have the exact same shirt with Napoleon, and yeah, it also has Moscow canceled, and that one's too short, too small. And then I have Football is for Wimps, Real Men Play Bushkazi.
Nice.
Just too small. Your skinny ass could fit into it.
I've actually lost some weight here because my wife is on a 21-day diet thing that I said I'd do with her. And actually, I've over 10 days now, I've lost 5 pounds, so I've felt pretty good.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm just trying
Granted, I don't get to eat anything good because it's like vegetables 4 times a day and all that stuff, but, you know.
I'm still working on just trying to kick alcoholism, so there's that. I feel like I might have not gained any weight.
The first step is acceptance.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Just accept that you are an alcoholic, and then you don't have to worry about trying to kick it.
I think it was easier to accept that warders are garbage than accept that I was an alcoholic.
You could say that the warders change as a true point of view in the direction of alcoholism.
It could have been. Well, it already existed. Maybe I just was like clairvoyant and could see that happening, and that's what drove me to the booze.
Mm.
Small political thing. It's bullshit that courts can order you to go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Isn't that... Don't they have be able to do order that you, after, like, a should, serious offense, though?
They
like,
should be able to order you to go to a alcohol rehab program of your choice.
Because Alcoholics Anonymous is driven by religion.
It is a religious institution.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you should be able to choose to go to an atheist one.
Yeah, because you're... I think the last step of that 12-step program...
Like, 7 of the 12 steps are God-related. Yeah,
they're all God-related. I think the last one is, like... accepting, I can't remember. I used to memorize, have to have them memorized.
Like, step 2 is accept that God exists.
Yeah.
Like, 1 is you're an alcoholic, 2 is God exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, wait, maybe the court shouldn't force me to believe in God.
Yeah.
So you're talking about AAA, right?
Yes. Yeah. Step 1 is admitting you have a flat tire. Step 2 is admitting that God exists. And then step 3 is hoping Jesus will change your tire.
No. Atheists, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no step 2.
You get drunk and pick people up on the side of the road?
Yes.
Yeah, you're just, you accept that AAA you're a drunk and then you're good. Thank God I have you guys. Fuck it. And then they stab your new tire that they just put on.
A mean thing I heard about somebody doing, and this is now like this is legit cruel, is slash someone's tire, but not on any of the 4 that are on the car. Slash their spare.
That's rancid right there.
That is monstrous.
I have
years down the road, they're going to hit a nail, and then their spare is going to be slashed with a little note that says, that's for fucking my sister.
Yep. No, just recently I was only able to afford buying like a decent car. So one of the last 2 cars that I had, I just drove along in my life thinking that I was, you know, you don't think about having that spare that's underneath that compartment in your trunk. And sure as shit, when I went had a flat tire, I went to go get it. I was like, oh, I'll just drive this home. I'm only about 30 was miles away. No, it wasn't fucking there. Just like,
what?
My little donut tire was gone. It was not in that. There was a compartment for it, and they left the jack and the little spindle that keeps it in place, but that tire sure as shit was not there.
Oh, that was rude of them.
Yep, it sure as shit was. It was a Dodge Intrepid. I remember that.
Like, you can tell me from experience then that the slash spare tire would be a really mean prank.
It really was. Like, that shit, if somebody did that on purpose, I'd find them and fucking murder them. Just take that flat tire and beat them to death with it. Rim and all. Fuck that person.
Ask your doctor about Rimmanol.
Rimmanol? Do not take if you're allergic to Rimmanol. Zaffany.
Grumble.
Oh, my God. So how did we get from ketchup and horseradish sauce?
That was all about cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
Can somebody explain to me what the fuck happened in the film Lost Highway? No.
David Lynch sucks. The end.
Yep. Have any of you played Iron Kingdom's RPG? If so, what did you like about it? What career combos did you choose? Well,
the original cast played it for one adventure.
Yep, we did one adventure with Travis.
Who did a good job, Travis. Yeah. Travis feels sad that we never played it again. But you did fine, Travis. The adventure sucked. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it was the adventure.
I wouldn't mind sitting in on a session with Travis, because I know that when he looks at rules, he kind of absorbs the whole thing. And that's the problem. I ran 2 Iron Kingdoms campaigns so far. And the problem for me was, like, I understand the theory of the game I'm playing, but it takes me a really long time and a lot of mistakes and having other people point those mistakes out to me in order to get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really hard part for me to do, was to try and absorb those rules. And I think Travis would be a good like resource to try and like just tap him and be like, tell me what I'm doing wrong, or just watch him do it.
I would much rather play a game that's not scripted. And that was the only issue that we had with our game with Travis is that he was running a scripted adventure, so mm-hmm. it was.
Those are good for the break when you're like, I've constructed my adventure, and now everybody's hungry for more, but I can't like tap those creative dry springs anymore. So having that pre-generated quest deal is good.
Yeah,
that was coming.
I come from Venus. Brian Geezy, who he used to be my DM, and I come from a game sessions where there was a script in place, but it was nothing ever set in stone. It was something that we've always deviated from the script, and a lot of times those type of adventures, which you normally see around your D&D Wednesday night things, is where everybody's being railroaded back onto the script mm-hmm. instead of actually, you know,
going off in their own way and doing things.
And it's usually a good flexible thing for a DM to be able to adjust to that
mm-hmm.
And not make it feel like it's being railroaded back into your script. Yeah.
That was the only thing that irked me off about running a campaign for just, and this isn't an Iron Kingdoms problem, this mm-hmm. is just in general,
right.
Was when like, it's the Cards Against Humanity issue where I think my friends are borderline retarded. When, like, I'm pointing them in a direction to go down this path that I've meticulously constructed for a week, and then they don't go down it. They're, like, fighting me every step of the way, and I'm just like, fuck it, go chase the ball into the parking lot.
Yeah, but I've had the flip side where, as a player, the DM had lovingly crafted these clever things, and he had basically set up a set piece that was, he expected us to do a MacGyver. Like, we had found random ingredients, and we were supposed to figure out that if you took these four ingredients and combined them, you would basically make C4, and then the random broken camera that we found in the garbage, if we broke the flash bulb and we put the C4 into the flash bulb, then it would spark and detonate it, and that's how we could do it. And that's actually literally the thing we were supposed to figure out. I'm not making that one up. We were supposed to do C4 in the homemade C4 in the broken flash bulb on a camera that we found in the garbage so that it would ignite the C4 so we could use that explosion to escape. And it's like, sorry we didn't figure that out. It was really stupid.
That I'll agree to that. That sounds stupid. My stuff was not stupid.
All right. So, Zappity.
Grumble.
All right. So then, why is the errata the end of the game?
It's not. Yeah.
Everything's the end of the game for somebody.
It's the new beginning.
That's legitimately true.
Yeah.
You're gonna see a whole new world with trolls never making the top tables.
Just like the old world where trolls never made
it. Exactly. It's just like we time traveled.
Oh, wait. But EE won Adepticon Masters, didn't it?
Yeah, too bad.
Zappity.
Grumble.
When is a good time to tell people no one cares? Right away.
Anytime?
Yeah.
Probably after they've really like poured their heart out to you.
Oh, yeah. That would be the most guttural, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't like to wait until, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. And I go, huh, yeah, I didn't ask, and then walk away.
Yep.
That's good. That's my way to do it.
So, actually, you have to do it like The Rock. You have to wait until they're mid-sentence and then cut them off.
I can't do the one eyebrow.
No, you don't have to do the one eyebrow, but you just have to say, you know, so Nathan, what did you think? What
the Nathan's cooking.
Nathan, so what do you think about this subject?
About the subject?
It doesn't matter what you think.
What? Why, I never. And then a monocle pops out of my eye.
Yeah. Zappity.
Grumble.
When is the Fuck, Marry, Kill episode going to happen?
We don't have a list of things. We have to we have to first put out the call to action for the list of things. And
that
we'll
would require prep.
We should have them sent to an email address so we don't have people, so we can read them off as we do them.
Yeah. Okay.
So the public doesn't troll them.
I wish that I had Muse's podcast email memorized. I would.
it's a Muse on Minis at something .com.
Yes. So send all of your Mary Fuck Kill nominations to Muse on something at something.com.
Yep. Ask Colin. He knows.
I legit had an email once that was radiofan@fuckshitpussyfuck.com. Because somebody made that a thing so that you could have the most offensive emails possible. And nice. So instead of yahoo.com or whatever, it's just fuckshitpussyfuck.com, and you could have a webmail base there.
All right. So speaking of fuck, marry, kill, we got three here. Mila Kunis, mm-hmm. Mila Jovovich, mm-hmm. and Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, shit.
So I'll go first. I would kill Mila Jovovich.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Actually, to be honest with you, I would fuck Mila Kunis and marry Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, shit. That's the same order I was going in.
Yeah, I think I'm agreeing. Yeah. I think I'm agreeing. Yeah. I'm on the exact opposite track, actually.
What do you...
You're marrying Lilo Dallas?
Mia, yep. I'd keep her around.
So then who would you kill then?
Jennifer Lawrence.
What?
What?
She's a national treasure.
She wouldn't be.
She is overrated as hell.
Overrated.
No.
She seems just cool in general. Jennifer Lawrence.
I would just, because it ties into the previous one, that animated gif of her in the interview just like giving the thumbs up and dismissively nodding and going, yeah, sure, whatever, buddy, to that guy in the audience. I'd marry her for that.
Yeah. Can I just kill all of them and keep Lilo Dallas?
No.
Okay.
So, speaking of Lilo Dallas, if you got, I think the most recent Loot Crate has a multipass in it.
God damn it. Amanda canceled it after we got a really depressing one, so.
What, did it have like a dead puppy in it?
Yeah, it did, actually. Dead puppy. No, we did. We bought like a cool Mass Effect one, the like limited edition Mass Effect one they had. There was like a sweater and some shot glasses from Afterlife on it. That one was really cool. But there was one we got where we were just like, really, they gave us this shit? But that, I think that's the natural like flow of Loot Crate is they give you something really shitty. And you're like, well, I'll see what the next one is. And it's something really good. And then they go in this pattern of good shit. And then that's how they keep people on. Because you're always anticipating a better box than what you got last
time. You don't
think
the people who like, maybe people liked the one that you thought was shitty and then thought the one you liked was shitty?
No, I think it's universally shitty, yeah.
All
right. I am the universe, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're about as big as the universe.
What? Deal?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. My beard doesn't look like shit.
Mine does. But it looks better than my face.
I think Jim's mutton chops are actually thicker.
Like, it's so fucking terrible. The thing is, I should have brought it. I shouldn't, but I will. I mean, I can fucking scan it and email, upload it to the internet. I found my passport from when I was like 25, and I was clean shaven, and I am the ugliest thing. So, you know Total Recall?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Quato?
Oh, yeah.
My brothers used to call me Quato because I looked like that. And I'd be there and they would just go, start the reactor towards me because I fucking looked like Quato.
You played a harsh life.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I started growing my beard facial hair when I was like 9 years old.
There's always one kid, like in junior high, like seventh grade, with a goddamn mustache.
One of my friends beat me at a full goatee at 11 years old. I was just like, what are your parents feeding you?
I still got like the half inch baby dick, and you got a mustache? Fuck you, puberty!
Well, at least you guys can grow something. I
feel sorry for patchy
better
face
than
people.
What I can do. Like mine,
this
comes
is
in,
like 7 years of growth.
Yeah, but mine would look like that. But there'd be like a patch there, a patch there. Yeah, that's how mine would look. Mine's, I cannot get it even that bushy. So
fucking Trevor Christensen stopped shaving for 5 minutes and he had a beard like yours.
His is. I'm aspiring to that. That's my future, I think, is that thickness of a beard. It's going to get there. It's just going to take a while because it curls up in itself.
And he's messing with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Fine. Yeah, no, I'm listening.
It's scary. Well, is this still Marry, Fuck, Kill, or was this a new topic? Yeah, I forgot to write it down.
We were talking about beards and if we would kill
ours. Somebody did mention, too, is that to Nathan, wanting a grand wizard beard isn't anything to be ashamed of.
I don't want to be a grand wizard.
What about a grand dragon, though?
I'm thinking he may have not known what a
grand... benefit of the doubt. I don't think
he's
they deserve
a
it.
System listener. He probably knows what
he's the intimately KKK knowledgeable is. With the clan.
Well, I should probably post the picture. Somebody had mentioned that, asked if I was a pro wrestler when I'm not playing War Machine.
Is did he liken it to your looking like Meatloaf picture or Andy Now picture?
I do look like Meatloaf in that picture, yes.
Yeah, you're like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
You'll be gone in the morning, gone.
Alright, you're welcome.
Yep. Brought to you by Nathan.
So, is The Expanse good or bad?
Don't know what it is.
Never watched it.
I started watching it. It's a decent sci-fi flick so far. It's not as bad as who's a John, one of our Menoth John, not the Menoth John. Just got done watching Helix.
Helix, yeah.
Yeah, he was pissy that
yeah. I saw his post about that.
Was season 2 end on a cliffhanger?
It does end with a lot of questions to be answered.
Oh, I'm sure they'll answer it in season 3.
Yeah, oh no.
Yeah, no, in season 3.
Yeah. The kind of the cool thing about it is it almost did kind of like an American Horror Story type thing. So, but it was in a sci-fi world, so it was, but it was still continuing on the same characters. Oh, but okay. They had it, the first one was like basically like Resident Evil. So it was in
Zombies
and in a lab, and then the next one was basically like zombies on this weird island, but fungal zombies. Actors, same actors, same characters actually, but just many years in the future. It was kind of neat. I liked it. It was watchable.
Was there a season 2 of The Strain, or did that fail and die?
No, season 2 works.
Oh, okay.
And it, season 2 is actually really good.
Because I just remember that Helix and Strain were at the same time, so you had your pick of zombie shows.
Yeah.
Or they overlapped slightly.
Strain is not a zombie show, though. Strain's about vampires.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Same thing.
Yeah, they basically are the same thing. No. They're both stupid.
I haven't watched either, so.
Well, because some of the Strain zombies were the vampires. The point is they were dumb. Like, not all the vampires in The Strain were smart.
No, no. They were feral, in a sense.
That's what I'm saying. When you have a feral undead eating humans, that's what I meant. It's kind of zombie-ish.
Yeah. There's a fine line.
That makes sense.
Zappy?
Yep. Grumble. Zappy. Grumble. That's pretty much it.
Bullshit.
No more.
There were like 5 new ones on Twitter. Remember I said Tort came to the rescue with way too many ones on Twitter. Yeah.
All right, you do those.
Yeah, oh my God, and there's 6 more since then. So, okay, so.
We're popular.
Is Venithrax OP? He's asking that because he's stalking me on Facebook.
Yeah, sure as shit he is. I saw your list. It looked good.
Like I told Keith, I'm like, all right, Keith. Like, when he got done weeping, I'm like, okay, Keith. Now, with knowledge that it must be a Venithrax list, what do you think? He said, okay.
I'll try it. I'll put it on the table.
No, fuck you. Like, I'm playing that list.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought your Crix was non-existent.
It is non-existent.
You
want to
borrow my list? I'll put the list in a bag, and you can use it.
Yes, I'll have to proxy Mobius or whatever. But
yeah, Mobius. Well, you might have to proxy Bloat Thralls because those are on the way.
Okay, but if I would legit play that list. It looks like fun.
I had so much faith in Mobius that I actually bought the Bloat Thralls before I knew what he did.
Upkeeping Dragon Slayer. He's mat 8, pow 16, defense 15, armor 24.
Yeah, and that's if the wither. That's. With
that's without
combo.
The free upkeep. Yeah. It's armor 25 if he gets the free upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people said I looked like.
So
I looked
graded at birth.
Like, I just run around smashing shit with Venithrax.
Exactly,
it seems like fun.
I mean, like, that's what I did with Morten Ever yesterday.
Yeah.
That was fun. I had an armor 20.
Put a Reaper in the list. See, my plan, I have a Reaper in the list because it's going to pull a War Beast in, and then Venithrax is going to fuck that War Beast up and then camp even more focus.
Seems good.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a fun time.
Zappity. Grumble.
How many splatter boars should he buy?
0.
Well, now you can buy 0.
Yeah. Wait till they're released, then buy them.
Yeah.
And honestly,
see how many you should buy because who knows.
Wait till they're released.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the precedent was already set. Model that had rules released got changed before it actually hit the shelves. And that was the Blood Hag.
Yep.
Blood Hag had all of her rules already out, and then. Then they said, no, hold on. So I would just pay attention to things like that.
Yeah. And as much as the one thing that did come out of the errata for me that I kind of unfortunately do have to admit that people have a point of is that I'm a little wary to buy 9 battle boars and 4 splatter boars because, you know, I don't want.
You don't want to get. I don't want to get EE'd.
I don't want to have to find a way to eBay six battle boards when all of a sudden they're FA3.
Yep, exactly.
So I don't know.
I got five storm trolls. I'll only ever use three.
At least one is my answer, because even if they erase psychoactive gas off of his card, he's still good.
He's still, and I would also not like dissuade people from buying Roshanbrine because of that package. I still think that those guys together are a good module. They're not as good as Wrong Eye and Snapjaw in a lot of cases, but they can get work done.
Yeah, and I like Roshanbrine a lot. I think Wrong Eye and Snapjaw are... Snapjaw is a better heavy than Brine is.
But Rorsch is a better warlock.
He's a better solo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because all Wrong Eye does is...
He's got a reach weapon and...
In which he shouldn't even be using. All he does is provide fury to Snapjaw.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he is. Whereas Rorsch is shooting out an AoE and two hand cannon shots a turn.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. He's wrecking shit up.
Most certainly.
They probably have one of the coolest interactions in the game, too, with diversionary tactics.
Diversionary tactics, yep. Sui.
Yep.
Like, you can get abusive with Roshanbrine.
Yep. Even more so in a Highborn list as well, because you can AD Rorsch. Because he's technically a solo, and then he comes up.
Yeah, Sui brings Brine up. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You give advanced move, basically, to Brine. Yep. Yeah. Good times.
Zappity.
Grumble.
How moribund is Scorn?
As soon as you told me what that word meant, I forgot because it was a rant.
Fair enough.
It was a little bit of a rant.
Cumberbund?
Yes.
Benedict Cumberbatch. He's going to play Hexorus?
And Doctor Strange?
No, he's Doctor Who. He's the next Doctor Who.
No, The Rock is the next Doctor Who.
Well,
Doctor
Who. You can think that, but it's going to be Benedict Cumberdick.
Doctor Who.
It's gonna
his
be
name
the,
is Bandicoot Cabbage
have
Patch.
Have you seen the pictures of Cabbage Patch without his eyebrows? It is legitimately scary.
Well, he's just a horrific-looking person in general.
Amanda likened him to straight up. He looks alien-esque, but when you take his eyebrows away, all humanity fades. Like, he is a monster. Scary.
I'm sad that he's Doctor Strange, because I wanted Pedro Pascal to be Doctor Strange. The Viper from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. He would have been good. Yeah.
Your question's dumb, Tort. I'm not even writing it down. We're moving on to the next one. How bad are Colossals for people who like complaining about how things are bad for the game? How bad are Colossals for people who like complaining about how things are bad for the game? They're actually really good for people.
Yeah, really good for that.
It gives them plenty to complain about.
Exactly. Especially,
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Especially
but
if they want to make the draw between Colossals and Gargantuans. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's why psychoactive gas isn't broken, is because, oh no, all the Colossals I never bring, or all the Gargantuans I never bring are going to frenzy.
Oh, Trolls and Glacier King.
Well, that's the thing is, how can Troll players... Okay, fuck you, Troll players. So, I want a Troll player to equate how these two things match. The Mountain King is unplayable garbage. I can never take the Mountain King. It's worthless. It's terrible. It's stupid. And the Splatterbore is overpowered because my Mountain King is nerfed by it.
Well, the Mountain King is not part of the argument so much. I think he should be because he's decent. He's good. But the Glacier King is a way better choice. Really, I told you it's fucking weird. But the Glacier King's immediately better, like just by leaps and bounds, and getting that thing to frenzy every turn will really dick you.
I did that thing where I had like a little bit of skin on my whip, and I bit it. I tried to bite it, but it ripped a strip of it off, and so now I fucking hate that.
Yep, because it's going to haunt you tomorrow, too. That's like the hangnail that you're like, you rip out, and then it's like this one-inch-long thing. Oh.
This is why I should eventually be off the podcast.
So you can just do this shit.
And so I could do this shit all the time.
Yeah. And just be, yes. You can be Cambot.
I could be the producer.
You're Cambot.
And then actually, then I could also make a camera so it's just facing me sometimes, and I can click myself in there so I can pipe in with witty stuff once in a while. But nothing I say is witty.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a dissonance there.
I Is Helga the Conqueror subject to High School of the Dead style boob physics? No, she has a metal plate holding them firm. It's like iron sports bra.
Yeah, that's lift and separate to a whole nother level.
Did you see my game Wednesday with Helga?
No, I didn't.
So I was finagling an assassination run with Helga, because I was down to just Helga and two brigands.
Was this Helga with Meat Thresher or without?
Well, by then, without.
Okay.
It was Helga, and because it was the
enforcer. Oh, was this the one where you whooped Crix?
No,
that was your Midas.
No, it was Circle, because it was Kaya 2.
Okay.
It was Kaya 2. Who Kaya was like behind a wall with a no, she might have been naked, but the point is, fucking, I was doing an assassination run, and yep. Kaya had Laris, so she was like defense 19 against melee, mm-hmm. and the only thing I had was Helga going against her, and I'm trying to figure out, I still have the feet, but how do I get her so I can slam her into something, and I have to attack her over a wall, blah blah blah, and I thought about it for like 10 minutes, and then I finally went with my least bad option and charge and just rolled trip sixes and killed her.
That is one way to do it.
Yeah, Helga. And I'm like, I can just feel that the model the whole time was like, shut up, I got this. Shut up, I got this.
Just like sitting there brooding, like, let me at him. Let me at him. I can do this. This is my moment to shine.
Trip sixes.
Tort says that Rorsch and Brian and a splatterbore are going to be in his Denny One list. He's like, that's a lot of points. That's 14 points. That you could have of like a lot of Mechanothralls.
Yeah, well, if there's she doesn't need it. I mean, but Merc
doesn't
do it.
She doesn't need it, but like if there's anything Denny One does, it's she can take shitty cheap models and make them really good. So like taking a good package and making it better.
I mean, Rorsch really himself has a lot of output. Well, Rorsch himself has a lot of output. The dynamite and two pig iron shots against like a crippling grass target will kill like six things.
It is another shooting thing, because that's my problem that I have with Denny One and bringing Wrong Eye and Snapjaw, is that I don't get any like range threat projected out of them. I'm like, ooh, I can stick my voodoo dolls, whoopty dick. But with Rorsch and Brian, you do get a gun and you do get a breath of corruption on a stick.
The better question is, in Mercs, where the Animus is useful, which is better, Wrong Eye and Snapjaw and a Bull Snapper for the Spiny for 12 points, or Rorsch and Brine and a Splatterbore for the Acidic Touch for 14 points?
I think if you're with a Galleon, Wrong Eye Snapjaw is better. Without a Galleon, Rorsch and Brine's better.
Even with the Galleon, you give that thing another plus two damage, and all of a sudden it's like dice plus four against other Colossals.
Yeah, but would you rather fix the Galleon's damage or fix a Nomad's damage?
Fair.
Yeah.
Or a Freebooter.
Yeah. True story, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Tort asks, fishermen or butchers?
No.
All in on butchers. Butchers, I'm butchers.
Fucking unplugging you.
I'm gonna talk on Nate's.
All right, Nate's gone.
Aaron Jones disagrees with you. He says fish.
You can do that, but butchers are cooler. They have a bulldog for a mascot.
All right, and then the last not tort one, actually the last one, because we're through the tort storm. If your mother played War Machine, what faction would she play?
Okay, I'm trying to think of the faction that people play when they don't know how to do anything well.
I know one thing your mom does well. See what I did there?
She raises a Brian well.
Did she, though? Did she?
Well, no, Ninja Turtles did, obviously.
Do you have, like, a brother named Brian?
No, my brother's name is Justin.
So she raised a Justin well.
Yeah.
She didn't raise any children well?
Fucking Amanda. I am a fine, well-adjusted human being, goddammit.
Yeah, that's what people say about you. There's a thread in a Malifaux Facebook group that has different opinions about you.
Fuck those people. Yeah. We already determined they don't exist. Like, there's some corner of an armpit of the internet.
I don't know why you're not in focus, though. It's kind of bothering me right now.
It's just how I roll. I can't be captured.
It's a mercy to our viewers. All
right. So we should start winding down.
Well, you said moms. We have moms to talk.
Yeah.
What faction would your mom play? She doesn't play War Machine.
The question was if she played War Machine.
I don't think she would.
You don't get to fucking dodge the topic. Mine would play Circle.
Yeah, I think a lot of moms puppies. Would play Circle just because they're the cutest faction, yeah. I think.
We'll go Trollbloods because she's drunk. She's Irish.
That would be my dad if he would do that.
I would go with Kator.
Your mom is Russian.
Yeah. Very strict.
Very strict, yep.
All right, you wanted to wrap up? Is it recommendations time?
Yeah, we should go to recommendations. Okay. We've been doing Zappity Grumbles for an hour and a half.
Yeah. There we go. That's never a bad thing.
That was the point.
Yeah, I know.
Get them all out of the system.
So
I'll go first because my recommendation is, I think this is the third time I've recommended. No, it's the second time I've recommended it, but I've talked about it a half dozen times. But I can finally say this. Released and now officially available and out of early access is Darkest Dungeon. So, you know, those of you who are interested in the XCOM 2 talk and enjoy games like the XCOMs, Darkest Dungeon is now officially out, officially buyable, and it's really fucking good.
Okay. I will recommend the trailers that happened before the fifth wave today. I will not recommend the fifth wave. It was Twilight Incarnate with aliens.
Yeah. Huh. Well, nothing.
Did Chloe Grace Moretz have a nude scene?
No.
I'm out.
Yep. See, the issue I have with some of those movies, I hate it when they take the average RPG element, like you have random schmo in random village is going to be the savior of the world. Isn't this movie basically random high school girl suddenly is now the savior of the world?
But it's even better because I when you say games, I'm like, oh my God, it's Lufia 2, because random guy in random village is with this lady that he really likes, and then they separate, and then he finds a new lady that he likes more, and then now there's some confusion, and then the rest of the game happens. I don't know. Amanda says the book's really good, which I completely, I'll believe her on. She's mm-hmm. got a much better literary mind than I do, or appreciation for literature, but that fucking movie was goddamn rancid.
Yeah, I don't...
It actually wasn't that terrible. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't recommend anyone see it. I have bad taste in movies.
I like how you just completely invalidated everything you just said.
Was the Suicide Squad trailer in front of it, the new one?
I didn't see that yet. I've been meaning to, though.
Oh, you should watch this after this. The new Suicide Squad trailer and the Deadpool Australia Day public service announcement.
I have not seen either of those.
We must watch both of those after we hit stop on this.
But I will, like, the new, like, the Huntsman movie that's going to mm-hmm. be coming out that has, like, what Elsa should have been, and the Evil Queen, that one looks really cool. The Turtle movie looked really neat. Those were like the two big trailers. The Fifth Wave is not a terrible movie, but it does feel a lot like every other young adult fiction movie that gets adapted in, or mm-hmm. young adult fiction book that gets adapted into a movie, where it's just kind of the rehashed thing with a different background. That's my recommendation.
So it's like I Am Number 5,
basically.
So my recommendation is
I Am Number 4.
But it should have been I Am Number 5 because when she showed up, the movie got a lot better.
I think she was a higher number. It was one of the
whatever she was, man.
Yep,
that's the smartest thing Nick ever said to me. Was when we're watching that movie and we're all hating the movie, and then after like an hour and a half, she shows up and is amazing, and he just turns to me and says, "Why wasn't she in the rest of the movie?" Fuck.
Back to me. Okay. Yep. Cool. Good rant. Sorry. No. I guess if you like Rick and Morty, I've been pretty addicted to the game right now, but it's like Pocket Morty. It's pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I never went to play Pokemon, but from what I know, it's pretty much that, and I've been addicted and have pretty much been nonstop playing here for like a day and a half.
If you like Pokemons and you like Rick and Morty.
There's a lot of different Mortys.
It's free, and you can play it while you're pooping. Whatever.
Yeah. It's a good game.
So, you know, a battery plus turbulent juice is a super battery, and a super battery plus a microchip plus a tin can is a Morty control chip. You're welcome.
Hey, thank you, because I was going to look up the recipes.
Yeah, that's the important recipe.
Yeah, because I've been trying to figure out how to actually make the
that. Fleam plus a tin can plus a cable makes a battery, and then battery plus turbulent juice is a super battery, and then super battery plus tin can plus microchip is a Morty control chip.
So it's Pokemon and alchemy.
It's Pokemon and alchemy,
yeah.
And Rick and Morty jokes.
And Rick and Morty, yeah.
Like, more do you want?
What more do you want?
What more do you want?
What more do you want?
That should be the tagline.
There are many Mortys in there. Yeah. Yes.
All right, my recommendation is to, if you're going to go to a tournament, get some practice and time in before the tournament so that you don't go 0-4.
You had a perfect score.
I had a perfect score. My God. So my first game I ended up taking against Travis, And that was horrible. I took like a 10% kill shot, and then no, why? Why did I do that? And then basically for the rest of the day, I clocked myself out.
Well, you know, if you were just playing Crix and took a 20%er while you were holding your breath long enough to be retarded and not read your cards first, you would have been fine.
Yeah. No, but the rest of the day, I just...
Watching Brian try... He tried to use Overrun three different ways. You weren't there for that. Did you hear this?
No.
So he's playing More Than Ever. He's trying to assassinate Travis. So first, he has the Death Jack go up, and he's like, the Death Jack's going to cast Overrun onto your Satixus Raider. Because he thought it was Perdition. He thought he would kill something with Overrun and get to move his Stalker that had 3 focus. So it's like, no, that's not how Overrun works. He's like, ah, fuck. So it's like, oh, okay, I messed up, but I can still get this. So he has Darylus move over and cast Overrun on his own model like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. So he casts Overrun onto the Stalker that he wants to move from Overrun, thinking that Overrun says when anything else in your army kills something, move the model with Overrun, which is the opposite of what it says. So then he activates a Harrower, and he kills some stuff. He's like, great, it killed some stuff. I trigger Overrun. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. And then finally, the Stalker charged something, killed it, triggered Overrun on itself, and then won the game for him.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't remember how Overrun works.
Yeah. It's when target model kills something, move something else.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
He took it well-ish.
I will say, though, in all the games I clocked myself out, I had my opponent left with, like, 3 models on the table, too. It's like, I murdered my opponents, and then, like, well...
Play faster, noob.
Yeah, you 40K'd it.
Yeah, it was... Oh, my God. It was pretty horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know people have to go 0-4, but I don't want to be that person. Somebody had mentioned in the chat.
Well, there were 2 0-4s, weren't there?
Yeah, and the other 0-4 got the booby prize and got money for it. So Andy was the ultimate loser because he went 0-4 and didn't get the reimbursement.
Yeah, because I think... Yeah, no, I remember who got it now. Yep.
I didn't get anything.
No, one of the new players, I think he's a Lacrosian export, Orion. I think he's new to the Madison area.
Yeah,
yep. I think this was his first tournament he played in. It was neat to see his army on the table for sure. I didn't think a new person would have their army painted by that quickly, but give him kudos for that.
Good news. Good news. Your army has to be fully painted for Saturday.
Oh, so then I'll just play trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll actually just play my Crix again.
Well, I mean, I might not need you.
Do you have that? Is that
painted? I do have Denny 3.
Do you have my list painted?
I have her painted. That's something.
What about Cankerworm, Erebus, Malice, Harrower, or not Harrower, excuse me, Cankerworm, Erebus, Deathjack, Malice, and Nightmare.
My list was I did make a list that was Denny 3, Deathjack, Nightmare, Barathrum, and I do have all of them painted.
But if you add, so you're missing
Nightmare's got his base coat and
you're missing Cankerworm.
I have Cankerworm painted.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But Erebus, so you have just 4 went together.
So you only need to paint Erebus and who was the other one?
Malice,
yeah.
Paint those 2 and you have my legit as hell Denny 3 list painted.
Out of all your side characters, why don't you have Malice painted? He's like probably the best out of the side ones.
I just started playing Crix.
Well,
just started.
God damn it.
I have one Bane Knight out of 30 painted. Like, that's just blasphemy.
30 Bane Knights? Go fuck yourself.
I should really look to see how many actual Bane Thralls I have. I haven't added them up. I have, like, baggies of
Bane Thralls
everywhere.
I went through this thing of collecting just armies of Crix to build up my collection, and at one point I had 80 Bane Thralls.
Why?
Because I just bought lots.
Oh, I gotcha. If I'd listened to the first half of your story, I wouldn't have had a question.
That happens a lot.
You were talking, and then I just looked at you, and just in general, I thought it would be worth it to just say, why?
No, you were just mesmerized by my beard and missed the first half of my statement. Fuck.
Why am I so ugly?
All right. That's a good way to cut it off right there. That. Yeah. All right, thank you guys for watching.
Have a good evening.
Later.